From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition activists saying intense airstrikes have killed dozens of people. Rebel-held areas just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Aleppo Media Center said 45 people were killed in and around Aleppo. And the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, another 39 killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said in the period of Eid, people are coming together, he said, to buy things for their children. They targeted them, and strike landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. Earlier, Syrian state media reported the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
United Nations Security Council met in closed session, all 15 members condemning the nuclear test. This is VOA News. Top Afghan officials and representatives of anti-government armed group led by former warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar have reported major progress in their protracted peace negotiations, and both sides are expected to sign a deal. Groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. Nearly 2 million Muslims from around the world have converged on Saudi Arabia for Hajj.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Prayers like these can be heard as many faithful come to Mecca for the annual 5-day gathering. Also in the news there, Iran boycotting this year's Hajj, citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 crushed to death in a stampede in the city of Mecca. This is not the first time Iran has boycotted the Hajj, but it comes at a time when tensions with rival Saudi Arabia are at a record high over conflicts in Syria and Yemen, where Tehran and Riyadh support opposite sides. 15 years ago today, commercial planes were flown into the World Trade Center buildings in New York, U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon outside of Washington, and another crashed into a field in western Pennsylvania. The terrorist attacks that day took nearly 3,000 lives. That was September the 11th, 2001. President Obama spoke about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation.
In the face of terrorism, how we respond matters. We cannot give in to those who would divide us. We can't react in ways that erode the fabric of our society, because it's our diversity, our welcoming of all talents, our treating of everybody fairly, no matter their race, gender, ethnicity, or faith, that's part of what makes our country great. It's what makes us resilient. And if we stay true to those values, we'll uphold the legacy of those we've lost and keep our nation strong and free.
Later today, on the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, Mr. Obama will lead a moment of silence that will take place at the White House. And later in the day, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. You can get more news by going to our website. We're at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.